Very important yet intriguing story when it crossed my desk last week, beyond, of course, the story that we had several weeks ago just about the comet and the fact that it was starting to break up. The fact now that this former French military air traffic controller would say that he's really concerned about a possible impact here with the planet, and he's got a date. I thought, you know what, let's get you on. Let's talk about that this hour. Let's take some phone calls next hour. First and foremost, what can you tell us, Michael, about this former French military air traffic controller?
Sure. Well, he worked for the French Air Force for 5 years as a military air traffic controller. And then he moved into the aviation industry. He was an airport manager, senior airport manager, an executive pilot. So he has a lot of experience in the aviation industry, and he has quite some expertise, obviously being a former air traffic controller, in tracking the movements of objects in the sky. I mean, that's what he was trained to do, to be able to calculate trajectories and work out where things are, so that obviously you can be sure that when you're flying that you're not going to collide with anything. And he has begun to analyze some of the data on this comet's trajectory, and this is where he is very concerned about what exactly the fragmentation entails for, well, I guess, the safety of everyone, or those that might be affected by a potential impact. So he definitely has skills that he's gained through his professional career that he's using to track the comet, and he is concerned because of the fragmentation and the number of fragments that they've found, but more so the fragments that they haven't yet found, because through their various telescopes they can only observe objects greater than 50 meters, but objects smaller than that they're not going to be able to spot until the last few days in May, when the comet reaches here. So that is a great concern, that something smaller might get by and we won't know until the last minutes.
This comet has been very mysteriously breaking up for the last 10 or 11 years, huh?
That's right. It was first observed to be breaking up in September 1995, September, October. Astronomers observed some very bright flashes where it appeared to go through some kind of reaction, whether it was caused by the sun or whether it was caused by some artificial means, and we'll probably get to that. This comet began to fragment it, and it fragmented initially into three main chunks, but over the course of the 11 years, those three chunks have themselves begun to fragment. And so now they've counted 40 fragments. That's the latest count from NASA's near-Earth objects project. They've been able to calculate at least 40. They're finding more, and of course there are a lot of others that aren't big enough for the telescopes to identify yet, which are going to be a major concern as the comet gets closer to the Earth.
Tell me about how he concluded that the impact could occur on or around May 25th. That's pretty specific, and it's also ironic because that month was the general month that the Planet X proponents talked about.
Well, that is an interesting date. He basically was able to use the tracking system that NASA has for the near-Earth objects program, where they allow people who are able to identify exactly where a comet is at any time. So he was able to identify various fragments of the comet and where they would be. And the interesting thing is that the comet, its path, its orbit around the sun, is at an angle to the Earth, to the ecliptic plane, actually, which means that at a certain date it crosses that ecliptic plane, and that's when it's most likely that you're going to have a possible collision. And the comet, the fragments that Eric Julian is most concerned about, actually cross the ecliptic plane on May 25, and that's his concern, because while they've been able to track some of the larger fragments, many of the smaller ones they still haven't been able to identify, and so those are the ones that can cross the ecliptic plane at various points between the main fragments. And we need to remember that the fragments themselves have a distance between them of approximately 25 million kilometers, or 15 million miles, roughly. So, and the closest fragment that so far they've been able to locate is going to be at a distance of 4.5 million miles. That's fragment S.
That's the closest. But these are the big ones now that they're tracking, right?
That's right. Fragment S is one of the bigger ones that they've been able to track, and it's going to pass at a distance of 4.5 million kilometers on that date of May 25. And so the distance between that fragment and other fragments gives the possibility that there are going to be smaller fragments that we're not going to know until the last few days. That may actually be attracted by the Earth's magnetic field and where a collision is possible.
Now, is he assuming that there are smaller fragments attached to this, or does he really believe that there are some out there?
Well, the breaking up is a process that's been ongoing for 11 years, and so they've been able to identify 40 fragments, but those are... what they've been able to identify is limited by the telescopes that they're able to use to spot these. So the limit so far is a roughly 50 meters. Anything less than that, they're not able to see. So this is what he sees is the problem, that he believes that the fragmentation involves big chunks and smaller chunks, and he calculates that a smaller chunk, we're talking something the size of, say, a truck, say, 10 meters, say, something as big as that has with it tremendous kinetic energy, because a comet travels much faster than an asteroid. We're talking hundreds of thousands of miles an hour. So a comet, the kinetic energy of that, if that were to impact in any location of the Earth, can cause some significant damage. So depending on the size, you can have a number of outcomes that aren't very pleasant.
So primarily theoretical, not too specific, right?
Well, he's calculated the trajectories when they cross the ecliptic, so he's come up with that specific date,
right.
May 25, a few days before or after either side, because obviously some fragments are going to be scattered along that distance of 25 million miles. 25 million kilometers between the main fragments that they've been able to observe. And then you have the tail of the comet, which also extends out, which is likely to bring meteorites, because the tail has a lot of debris in there. So you have a very profound possibility that not only will there be meteor showers, but there will also be something more significant in terms of some large chunks.
Mike, is this like somebody taking a shotgun and he really doesn't know specifically where his target is? He just knows it's out there and he just blasts it and the little BBs go everywhere?
That's a good metaphor for what in fact has happened since 1995, when the comet began to fragment. Initially, it fragmented into three main chunks, and since that time, those three chunks have continued to fragment, and so you do have something like a shotgun effect, where it does spread out, and so it makes it very difficult to calculate exactly where all the fragments are, because it's not clear how many fragments exist.